know what time it is. Welcome back to the Afterthought Podcast with your man, the one and only Mr. Joe Hill. What's going on, y'all? How's everything? Hope all is good. Right now, if you are tuning in, first of all, I like to start off always by saying thank you for tuning in. Thank you for supporting. I don't know if you're in a car, you know, if you're listening on your iPhone, you in the gym, you're coming out of work. The fact that you're listening, I really appreciate that. So thank you for tuning in to the Afterthought Podcast. Make sure y'all follow us on all social media platforms at the underscore Afterthought Podcast. That's the underscore Afterthought Podcast. This is what we're doing. This is episode 2. That's right. We moving right along. Episode 2. Title will be called Protect Your Energy. That's right. Are you doing all you got to do to protect your energy, your well-being, your space? We're going to get into a little bit of that a little later. But yeah, man. Feeling good right now. It's a lot going on. And you know me, I'm always trying to bring a different perspective, you know, to the podcast game. Like I said, the Afterthought, if you're just tuning in, if your first time this episode, trying to bring you, you know, my thoughts. A lot of stuff I deal with as a comedian, as a writer, as a dad, you know, as a person in the industry that sees a lot of stuff, you know. So yeah, man, that's what we're doing. Shout out to Anchor FM, man. Always forever grateful for them creating a platform like this for brothers like myself to come on here and talk out smack, you know what I'm saying? Lay the smack down like The Rock would say, you know. But yeah, man, heavy hearts right now, especially if you into hip-hop and rap. Pop Smoke, 20-year-old rapper out of Brooklyn, was shot and killed in his own home. It was a home invasion. Some dudes ran up in his crib, shot and killed him. And it's crazy because, you know, those that, like I said, into the music know that this brother was on the come up. This brother was on the rise. You know, to be only 20 years old and to have multiple number one records, album second in the country, you only been rapping for 2 years, says a lot about your potential, you know. And he was ascending to, I believe, to a place where it took a lot of other artists a longer period of time to get there. So to be 20 years old, coming out of Brooklyn, and that vibe, that, you know, that and if you listen to him, Pop Smoke, you know, the song Welcome to the Party, R.I.P. Pop Smoke, you know, if you listen to his music, real aggressive, real street, you know, he was mixing those UK beats, them vibes they got out there, you know, with his vibe and his lyrical, how he was doing it. And it actually sound like a lot of different artists when I first heard him. You know, initially, you know, it was the 50 Cent comparison, you know, Shine a little bit. But yeah, man, tragic. Listen, it's already enough going on right now in the world. It's crazy. You know, Kobe Bryant passed away, you know, with the helicopter crash. It's just crazy. And to hear this, you know, Pop Smoke, you know, and how it happened, you know, it's just. Whew. It's heavy on the heart, man. You don't wish that, or, you know, on any, you know, person, you know, regardless, you know, what the reports may be and you know, things like that. It's just, it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. Can't complain, man. Other than that, you know, and tying into protecting your energy, you know, those that follow this artist, you know, Pop, he was, you know, if you listen to his interviews too, you know, I couldn't help but, you know, he was definitely about the street life, you know, also, you know, being from Brooklyn, you know, I get it. But, you know, as an artist, you know, you got to be mindful. You're making a lot of money. You know, there's a lot of people out here hating on you. You know, there's a lot of people out here, you know, not as fortunate and blessed as you are. And you see it a lot with a lot of these young rappers. You know, They, you know, they obtain the fame and they get that first success, and you know, it's how they bringing people into their world, you know, and it's you got to protect that, man, you know. You're blessed to take care of your family and things of that nature. So it's like you got to protect that and make sure you always have the right vibe and the right positive energy around. And, you know, if you listen to, like I said, his interviews, even the Kay Slay interview, you know, it came off, you know, like, and we all know street life, you know what I'm saying? And those that don't, you know, I'm born and raised in the Bronx. You know how street life is, you know. You don't want to come off like no punk, no sucker. So, you know, you want to put it out there to anybody. And a lot of times that rubs people in the wrong way. And they want to see if you really like that. So we don't, again, I'm speculating. You know, I'm not saying that that's what happened to him. I'm just saying the energy that you have and the energy you put out plays a part in what actually I'm sure happened to him. Because I'm going to say this. Whenever somebody runs down on you like that, come in your house, guns blazing, and not even a can of worldy or anywhere to even be afraid of doing that or getting, that's a different type of energy. So I'm hoping that, you know, he wasn't in a situation where he did something else and it came back, because again, the brother was on a skyrocket, you know, and people change, and we all have done stuff in our past, but you never, you know, wish that on anybody. You know what I'm saying? So, it's crazy, you know? Crazy months, man. Celebrities dying. Jeanette Dubois. Did I say that right? Jeanette Dubois? The actress from one of my favorite movies, I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. Killed that, you know? She's also a singer. She sang the theme song. Well, we're moving on up to the east side. We finally, yeah, that's her. That's her. She was in Mad Movies, man. Man, it's just a crazy fog right now, you know, with the Kobe thing, the Pop Smoke, and just it's whew. And I didn't even really listen to him like that. You know what I'm saying? I was, and I'm gonna be keeping all the way 100. When I first heard him, I was like, that voice. Very distinct, like it sounded like somebody, but it was very unique, you know what I'm saying? And his vibe, and the music felt good. So at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, a lot of the stuff we hear, we may not, you know, rock with the lyrics per se, but his vibe and the energy that he was creating behind music was so dope. And you know, it was cut short, and you know, we wouldn't, you know, now we're not gonna be able to know what he could have made or what collaborations that might have came out of, you know, him succeeding in the game and doing tracks with Drake and maybe Jay-Z. It's just sad, man. You know what I'm saying? And I get it, you know, a lot of times with these rappers, you know, you gotta sell that street, you know, because that's what also, you know, the hood can relate to, and those are the people who's buying your records. And I get all that. And I respect all that. What I'm saying is you just gotta be smart how you're moving out here and how you wanna be portrayed, you know. So yeah, street life never goes well, man. You know, a lot of times in music and street life, you know, history has shown that. Excuse me, got my tea here. Trying to be proactive and make sure it's like flu season. My son had the flu, you know, so I'm making sure I'm eating my oranges, getting my vitamin C in, and staying hydrated, you know. But yeah, man. And speaking of kids, shout out to Dwayne Wade. You know, if you don't know the situation with Dwayne Wade, Dwayne Wade has a son named Zion. And, you know, in the times we in, his son was able to identify that he would like to be identified as a girl. So, Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union, you know, support their child, which is dope. I think, first of all, times has changed. You know, a lot of that is generational stuff that, you know, we got to evolve past as people. You know what I'm saying? You know, I think you can identify and be who you want to be in this society. You know, as long as you love me the same way, you know what I'm saying? Or you love your kids the same way, you know what I'm saying? That shouldn't change. Whatever they want to do, you got to support 100%. And the fact that Dwayne Wade went on a public platform and stood behind his son, his daughter. Let me make sure I'm saying it right. The right pronouns. You know what I'm saying? his daughter. I think that's dope. And we got to applaud that, man. I think, you know, that's powerful, especially in this time and this age that we're living in. You know, we got to be open and we got to be mindful that this is not how it was when we were kids. You know what I'm saying? We can't be projecting our fears and our dreams and everything on our kids like that. Y'all let them be who they want to be. You know, my son is about to turn 11, and be honest with y'all, you know, I don't live that lifestyle where if he was to come to me and say, you know, he wanted to identify like this or a certain way or whatever the case may be, or what you love is what you love. You know what I'm saying? And I can't knock that as a dad. You know what I'm saying? So you got to love your kids the same way is basically what I'm trying to say. You know what I'm saying? You can't, you know, go against that. You know, I think that's dope. Like I said, yeah, man, opens the door for other conversations, other situations, like that. And I think there's other boys, that probably feel the same way. So I think sharing that with the world was dope. And yeah, I applaud Dwayne Wade for that, man. Shout out to D Wade. You heard Boosie, the rapper, going in that D Wade. Boosie got to chill. And you know, as a man, you got to respect that. Man to man, you got to respect his decision as a man. And that's, you know, as his son, as his daughter now. And that's what he's doing. You know what I'm saying? You can't feel some type of way because that's how that man is running his house. And that's how they doing things as a family. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy, you know. We got to pick something different to lash out at. Boosie, you know, went on, if you don't know, and made some comments about how, you know, Dwayne Wade's daughter is getting the surgery for the sex change, and Boosie was just like, you know, let him figure it out. And it was just, come on, dog. You know what I'm saying? Let him rock. Let them rock, man. As a family, if they cool with it, they addressed it, then you just got to fall back, Boosie, you know? Like I said, times have changed. We got to evolve past that as humans, you know, different generation now, you know? And I'm going to keep it a buck, too. When I was in junior high school, you know, I wanted an earring in one of my ears. And I remember somebody saying to me, oh, that's gay. You need an earring in your ear. And we talking like, I mean, I'm 35 now. We talking easily like 20 years ago, you know. And the whole like, well, you getting an earring? Oh, you can't. You got to put it. You know, I make sure it's not in your right ear, or if it's in your left ear, it shows that you're gay. And it was just a lot around that. And then when you know, you would see cats with the earring in both of their ears back in the day, and you just be like, you know, you always wonder like, man, motherfucker's gonna say something. But again, that's the perception. You could rock an earring, you could wear whatever the hell you want, and nobody should be able to judge you based off where you wear an earring or anything, or what side you wear it on. Because come on, man. Come on. I mean, I got a nose piercing. I didn't get this till I was, what, maybe like 2-3 years ago. You know what I'm saying? And I think the reason I got it, I don't know. I was at that point, you know, I have an earring piercing still. I don't wear it as much, but I was at that point where I was like, you know, I'm getting old. Let me do something, you know, switch it up, you know, switch the look up. And I said, let me get the little bing. The little Tupac joint right there. And I'm holding it down. I'm saying, I'm representing for the fellas with the nose piercings. You know what I'm saying? I'm holding it down, you know. But yeah, man. It's times have changed, you know. It's crazy. And you know, with that being said, first of all, let me do my drop right now. Shout out to Anchor FM one more time. Rocking now. If you are interested in making your own podcast, if you're listening now, if you're an artist or someone that's out there, I don't know where you are, the part of the world, you want to start your own, go to Anchor FM and start your free podcast. They set you up. You can put some money in your pocket. You can do some sponsorships. And yeah, man, it's fun. You can sit here, structure your show how you want. really teaches you the ins and outs of doing your podcast. All you need is a laptop, microphone, cell phone, even. You don't really need much. You just need to get started. So shout out to them. But yeah, man. I don't know if you caught the All-Star Weekend highlights. My sports fan listening, because you know I'm a sports fan. LeBron's team legitimately wore out Giannis's team by that fourth quarter. I like how they switched it up. I like how they switched up the rules and how they did the whole, you know, new score each quarter. Then you add the scores up, and then you play a fourth quarter, which actually is the same goddamn thing as what they had before. They're just trying to switch up the rotation to create something like a fresh new vibe for the intensity and how they're playing towards the game. Cool. Was watching something on TV the other day, and just want to bring something out here. Maybe it's a good debate, but I ain't going to spend too much time on it. But my basketball fans, to y'all, do you think Michael Jordan had better competition back then when he was doing his thing from, you know, if you want to go back as soon as he was drafted, 84, to maybe after that last championship? You look at, what, that's like a 15-year span. But you also got to factor in the two retirements in between. But did Michael Jordan have great competition around him throughout the league? Something to think about, you know. And I was coming up in the, I'm an 84 baby, but I didn't really start watching NBA till I was about maybe like 4 or 5, so like closer to towards the early 90s. And of course, Michael Jordan was everywhere on television, NBC, yeah, all that. I feel like there was, each team had a quote-unquote star, superstar on each team back in the day. You know, you could easily look at each team. Some teams probably had maybe two stars. But I don't know, man. I think the game was called differently. And I think, you know, the way the league was structured and who was where on what team, I wouldn't say he had better competition. I just think that there was competition and it was a grittier game. The game was played differently. Translating it right now with LeBron, does LeBron have more competition right now versus what Jordan had back then? I feel like yes, because you look at the NBA now, everybody could jump, everybody could shoot, everybody could dunk. So it's like back in the day, dudes would have those two stars, but the rest of them players was role players. So they wasn't really getting lit like that. You know what I'm saying? They was maybe hitting a wide open shot or making a layup or some garbage buckets. But dudes knew their roles back then. Now you getting 5 or 6 ballers on the team that could flat out just go on it on the team. You ain't even gotta know the dude. Or he could be from the G League, but he could come out and just be start killing now all of a sudden. So like, I think the competition is different now. The game has evolved, you know, in terms of basketball and what resources, you know, dudes was able to access at an early age versus this generation with the AAU circuit and everything and NCAA and how it's on it. It's just a different, you know, how players are, how they are shaped and developed in basketball, I think, now to why the game has more competition right now. But that's a good debate. And I don't know, man. I think if Jordan was in this era, yeah, he would score. I think, yeah, he would score his numbers. He would score his numbers, but I think he would get his ass bust in this era too. I'm not saying bust, like, but like there's certain niggas he just wouldn't be able to guard. Like, he wouldn't be able to guard Kevin Durant. Excuse me. Kevin Durant would drop the same 45 on Jordan he would drop on anybody else at 6'6". Like, Jordan, I don't care how great of a defender is, Kevin Durant is shooting right over this nigga. Come on, son. And it's just a different game. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying that the guards were different. Jordan would be able to guard some of these guards now. Come on, B. He wouldn't be able to stay in front of some of these guards right now. But again, half these players now probably wouldn't be able to survive in how the game was played back then. It was much of a tougher game. And a lot of these dudes is soft. And they call the games like it's soft now. so that's my take on it. So, yeah, man. This is what we doing, man. Afterthought Podcast, if you're just tuning in. or whatever the case may be, you fast forward, hit whatever, make sure you follow us on The Afterthought Podcast on IG, Twitter, and Facebook. Yeah, man, we are moving, man. Got a lot going on in the comedy world right now for myself, my team. Shout out to my UGK brothers, Kay Smith, Emerson Javon, holding it down. We got a lot coming up. What I got coming up, man? Sunday, February 23rd, I am blessed with the opportunity of headlining at the DC Draft House Comedy Club in DC. Where is that at? That's on North Washington Avenue. If you're in DC, Sunday night, that's a Sunday night, February 23rd, 7 p.m. I will be headlining. I've headlined before in New York City. I've never headlined on the road. So, you know, I mean, you call it what you want, headliner, closer. I'm headlining the show. I'm looking to bring that New York fire. I'm blessed to be able to share the stage with my brothers. Shout out to Hayward, man. My dude Hayward out of DC runs the Attack of the Comics productions out there, man. Got a great show. And I'm glad I'm able to come out there and rock with you guys. My man Jamon Darnell, who be in DC, Baltimore area, rocking out. I've done some shows in DC before, and he's definitely somebody that if you want to link with you in DC, show that brother some love. My brother Lamont King. You've heard probably or seen him on the Cameron Hunter Show on Sirius XM Radio. Out of DC doing his thing. He's done a few shows of mine that I produce here. We're actually going to be at the Triad Theater tomorrow night. So he's going to be in town. But I'm glad to be out there in D.C. Sunday, February 23rd with him and the rest of them boys. It's dope, man. D.C. scene is dope. You know, anytime I get a chance to go to D.C., you know, I enjoy it. One thing I say about D.C., D.C. is like four blocks long. Like, it's a mad block. It's four blocks cut up into mad blocks, pretty much. And when I say that, I could walk down this block and look and see the other side of DC and do the same, so on and so on. Like, DC is not a big spot, so you could always tap in real quick, get something to eat, hit a spot, do some comedy. They got some dope rooms in there. The DC Improv is always dope. Or you could drive right over to Baltimore. It ain't that far, like 45 to an hour or so, right there. And it's love, you know. I've done a few productions out there at Bus Boys and Poets, the Tacoma location with the stage. You know, that's a dope venue too. If you ever in DC area, make sure you go to Bus Boys and Poets. They always got events. We also did a show at another spot called Po' Boy Gym. They got a few restaurants. I think it was the one on 9th Street. Yeah, it was the one on 9th Street. Nice little lounge bar set up. Showed us love. It's black owned. So yeah, DC, man, DC is dope. And like I said, whenever you get a chance, you know, I will be there headlining. Get your tickets online at drafthousecomedy.com. 7 p.m. show. And I'm gonna be hanging out in DC, getting it popping, bringing these jokes, preparing for my comedy special, man. If you listen to the last episode, I was talking a little bit about that. The art of not giving a fuck, inspired by the book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, by Mark Manson. But yeah, man, it's my my official live comedy taping, March 27th, at Dangerfields in New York City, the world famous Dangerfields, Rodney Dangerfields. I'm doing an hour, man. I'm lying. I'm doing like 50-ish. But we're going to see what happens, man. Yeah, man, I've been doing comedy, like I said, over a decade or so now. And it's time to put this together, you know, and bring all this together and put these funny things down on one performance. Rock out, friends and family. So if you're listening right now, March 27th, Dangerfields. I'm going to be promoting it the next few weeks on the coming episodes and things like that. But if you want to get a ticket, link is in my bio on IG. You can go to my website. This is joehill.com. You can get tickets. You can just go to my calendar, click on the date, click the link on it. It'll take you right to that event. You can get your tickets. They're discounted right now. It's going to be more at the door. You already know that. It's going to be a damn near packed sellout. We're trying to pack that shit. I host 250. So if you want to come through and support your boy, rock out with me. You know what I'm saying? Come see what I got. What's in mind right now? I got a lot to talk about. You know, hosted by my dog, JP Justice. And I got my home girl out of Teaneck, New Jersey, Miss Shatara Curry is featuring two people who I admire a lot in comedy, and I'm looking forward to doing this, man. You know, when you're doing a special like this, it's tough because you got so much you want to talk about, so much you want to put out there, so much you want to perform, the polished stuff, you know, your weak stuff, you know, stuff that you want to get strong. So it's just a lot of ways, and I'm still ways out from my final what I want to perform, but I think it's fun to be able to take the journey as a comedian, you know, to be able to do that, you know. And I think it's important too, being that I'm going to DC, any comics, I think this is important right here. I think it's important as a comedian, especially when you're doing a special of any nature, or new material, you want to test it out. You want to get out, you want to hit the road, you want to make sure your material, you know, gets heard from different perspective of people. And you know, me going to DC to do 30 minutes is love, you know what I'm saying? Because then I get to really work out and test out some stuff and see and do some of my stuff that I want to do, some stuff that I want to work on and see how the crowd perceives it. So I think it's important to do that, you know? So yeah, man, DC Draft House, February 23rd, 7 p.m. Got my comedy special, The Art of Not Giving a Fuck, March 27th. Working, man, moving. You know, and then further out in May, I'm gonna be taking this on the road, taking this special on the road. And when I say the road, I'm gonna be going out to the Bay Area from about the middle of May to about the end of June. I'm gonna be performing at various spots, just kind of like I said before, just getting this material out to the Bay Area, see how people perceive it. Get on some shows, network, and things of that nature. And I love going on the road too, like I was saying, because it gives you perspective, just the little stuff, you know, networking, meeting new comics, new promoters, new venue owners, and creating relationships, because you know, you're using it for the future, you know what I'm saying? You're using it to be able to build on your maybe future endeavors. You know, you have these relationships in these different cities. And I think it's dope. It's part of the process, and you gotta trust the process, like they say, you know, because it's all a part. It's all a part. It's all about growing as a comedian and the business side. You know, you not just can't just tell the jokes. You gotta be able to master that side too, and tap into that. So, hitting the road with the Art of Not Giving a Fuck tour. I'm sure I'm gonna have some of my homies come in town. Do some spots with me. Yeah, man. If you're a comedian listening in the Bay Area, hit me up. Hit me up on IG at This Is Joe Hill. Or hit up my website, send me a message, www.thisisjoehill.com. I'm looking for some Bay Area comics that want to get on this tour. And let's get this work, man. So hit me up. Yeah, man, merch is coming. The Art of Not Giving a Fuck merch. Some new tees, some dad hats. I just got a bunch of stuff that we starting to get this moving now, and the brand is moving, and I'm happy the direction is. I'm glad we got the podcast going. I'm able to get on here, and y'all can hear my voice, my Michael Bazin voice, that call me up and tell me your problems voice. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. Protect your energy, man. Protect your energy. You can't speak enough about that, you know, putting the right people in your circle, you know, people that's really, creating a team of people that really know your best interest at hand. And it's beautiful to have people that support what you do, and it inspires you and pushes you even more to do it, because you see people supporting you in your corner. And shout out to my team, and everybody that helps and deals with me on a daily basis. I'm a lot. I'm going to be honest. I'm a lot, but it's okay. You know, all the greats, I'm sure, are. Yeah, but it's all about moving. It's 2020. You know, you got to put yourself in a position now that you have things moving, and you want to be able to benefit from that. You know what I'm saying? Make sure your bills is paid. You know, make sure you're able to travel. You know, got a lot coming, man. Got a lot coming. You know, I'll be 36 this year. Sheesh. But yeah, man, it's the Afterthought Podcast. Make sure you follow us on social media. Follow us on Twitter, YouTube page. We got the live podcast coming in the summertime. I'm going to have some guests coming on. The call-ins, the callbacks. You know what I'm saying? I call it segment of the show. I got some people calling back, calling up, talking they smack. I get to interview them. It's going to be fun. But yeah, man. Hope all is well on your end. Be blessed. Help somebody out. Genuinely. Just look to give somebody an opportunity. I don't care if it's today, tomorrow, next week. Hold somebody down. Just genuinely, wholeheartedly. Spread love. Yeah, man. Be good. Protect your energy between now and the next episode. And I will holla.